This is Tom Rowe with the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report for Thursday, March 19th. From Melissa Harris of The River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of the Other Hudson Valley. Go to therivernewsroom.com or theotherhudsonvalley.com for more information. This is a roundup of coronavirus news and announcements from New York State and Hudson Valley and Catskill counties, published Wednesday, March 18th, in collaboration with the Other Hudson Valley, and broadcast on WGXC 90.7 FM. There's also a Spanish language translation of the River Newsroom Daily Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report at La Voz, a Spanish language news magazine. In New York State, there are now 2,382 confirmed cases. That's 1,008 new cases in New York State. The most sobering headlines today revolve around the recent public release of a report from a team of researchers at the Imperial College in London. The New York Times is calling it, quote, the virus report that jarred the U.S. and the U.K. to action, unquote. And it's not hard to see why. The report was issued by a team with an impeccable reputation and a history of driving public policy, and it predicts up to 2.2 million deaths in the U.S. if no action is taken to halt the uncontrolled spread of coronavirus. Equally sobering is the report's estimate that widespread social distancing measures would be needed until a vaccine can be treated, process that may take 18 months. A breakthrough in treatment could change that, but so far none has emerged. A federal coronavirus bill held up since March 16th has finally passed the U.S. Senate. President Donald Trump signed it on Wednesday, March 18th. Also announced by New York State on March 18th, a 1,000-bed hospital ship, the USS Comfort, is being deployed to New York Harbor, though the ship likely won't arrive for weeks because it's undergoing repairs. Governor Andrew Cuomo has issued an executive order directing all businesses in the state to enact work-from-home policies effective March 20th. All non-essential businesses are forbidden to have more than 50% of their workforce in office. Quote, essential businesses, unquote, including shipping, delivery, grocery stores, pharmacies, banks, and important businesses in supply chains. It also includes media, although a lot of reporters are already working from home. Having made nice with the Trump administration, Cuomo is now feuding with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. This time it's because the mayor has indicated that he wants to enact a, quote, shelter-in-place, unquote, policy for New Yorkers, like those already in place on the West Coast, an idea the governor has shot down, quote, I have no interest whatsoever and no plan whatsoever to quarantine any city, unquote, Cuomo said in a press briefing. This might be good news for less affected upstate communities. If New Yorkers don't fear getting stuck in one place, they might be less likely to flee for the hills. Cuomo also announced that bowling alleys, malls, and indoor amusement parks statewide will close as of 8 p.m. on March 19th. Like other closures announced in recent days, the move was done in conjunction with Connecticut and New Jersey. The idea of sending every American a chunk of cash to weather the coming storm continues to pick up in popularity on both sides of the aisle. A lab at Upstate Medical University in Syracuse, which has been disease-testing ticks mailed to them anywhere in New York State for free, announced the suspension of the tick program. Lab scientists advise that if you find a tick, don't mail it to them. Keep it in the freezer, quote, until we are back to normal working conditions, unquote. In Westchester County, there are 538 cases confirmed, 158 new. Confirmed cases in New York City more than doubled between March 17th and March 18th state briefings, jumping from 644 to 1,339. After the briefing, New York City officials announced that they were up to 1,871. Meanwhile, Westchester's confirmed increased by less precipitous 42%, from 380 to 538. Does the slower increase in Westchester County mean that testing is more complete there? Is the virus actually spreading faster in the city? Are social distancing measures working in Westchester? These are questions for an epidemiologist. If we find an expert weighing in on them, we'll let you know. Westchester Medical Center, the network that runs Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley Hospitals and Assisted Living Centers, announced a drive-in testing facility at their flagship hospital starting Wednesday, March 18th, for current and former patients. Testing is by appointment. The New Rochelle attorney, who was the first known case in what became a cluster of COVID-19 cases in Westchester County, is recovering. Though still at hospital, he is alert and FaceTiming with his wife, who is in quarantine. He was in serious condition last month at a New York City hospital. There have been 550 hospitalizations in the state from COVID-19, and more than 100 people who tested positive have recovered, according to Cuomo. The Wall Street Journal joined other high-profile publications in paying a visit to the New Rochelle containment zone. The Wall Street Journal's coronavirus coverage, which is still locked behind a paywall, well, so you can't find out what they found. Rockland County, county officials there are now have 45 cases of COVID-19 in the county, and they released additional information of where they may have exposed others. Those at the following locations, so they have that listed on their website in Rockland County. There are 9 cases, 1 new in Ulster County. The county is having to deal with a limited amount of COVID-19 test kits after receiving only 200 of the 2,000 it had requested. An Ulster County resident who thought he might have the virus after developing a cough and a mild fever was told March 16th he could not be given a timeline when the test could be performed. On March 17th, he was told his symptoms didn't qualify. The federal government produces the kits, which are distributed through the state. County Executive Pat Ryan announced that Ulster County would have a mobile testing site by March 23rd during an online town hall broadcast on WGXC. 9 residents have been confirmed to have COVID-19 in Ulster County, while 114 have been tested. The proposed site cannot test everyone who wants the test because of the scarcity of kits. Ryan said the county would prioritize based on exposure, vulnerability, and symptoms. In the town hall, Ryan also said that the number of infections in Ulster County could be as high as, quote, 100 times, unquote, the number already detected. That estimate needs context. The study published March 16th in Science estimated the number of undiagnosed cases in the U.S. to be roughly 5 to 10 times higher than the number of confirmed cases. The more testing is done, the better epidemiologists will be able to estimate how many people are infected. In Orange County, there are 32 confirmed cases, 17 new. Schools in the county are likely to be closed for at least 4 weeks, according to County Executive Steve Newhouse. Farmers in the Black Dirt region are seeing a boom in business as demand grows for produce during food hoarding. In Dutchess County, there are 20 cases, 4 new. In a public briefing March 18th, in which he took live calls from county residents, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro told listeners that daycare workers were essentially being called upon to be first responders, taking care of children of healthcare workers on the front lines. Quote, if moms or dads who are nurses or doctors or 9/11 dispatchers don't have child care, the system breaks down, unquote, he said. Video from the event is posted on the county's Facebook page. The county will host another call-in session for businesses on Friday. Like restaurants across the state, Dutchess County restaurants are having to lay off workers due to, quote, takeout-only, unquote, policy ordered by Governor Andrew Cuomo on March 16th to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Bars have been hit even harder. In Delaware County, there is 1 case confirmed. March 19th at 8 a.m., WIOX in Roxbury broadcast on 91.3 FM in Delaware County and online at WIOXradio.org. Kent Garrett's morning show, The 801, will broadcast an interview with Diana Mason, a nurse and health journalist who writes for the Journal of the American Medical Association. Diana will be appearing regularly on WIOX during the coronavirus crisis. In Columbia County, there are still 0 cases confirmed. The Columbia Memorial Health COVID-19 hotline is 518-828-8249. The County Department of Health said that the coronavirus test kits remained limited a week after a woman in the county was told there was no available test. The woman eventually tested negative. The federal government bungled the rollout of the test, causing a 3-week delay in getting them to the states, and test kits have been limited since then. A spokesperson for Columbia Memorial Health, the only hospital in Columbia and Greene counties, said they currently have enough COVID-19 test kits, but an increase in demand could be problematic without additional supplies. This comes after Albany Medical Center said today they had 2 to 3 day supply of test kits left, and Ellis Hospital in Schenectady County ran out. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson announced on Facebook that he was suspending the use of parking meters and waiving late fees on parking tickets given after February 1st as part of the amended emergency order. In Greene County, officials had no news updates on Wednesday, March 18th. In Putnam County, there are 2 cases confirmed, but 0 new. Putnam County Executive Mary Ellen O'Dell warned against the scourge of coronavirus scams spreading via email, social media, by text, and by phone call, according to a press release issued today. Putnam residents reported receiving phone calls claiming to be from the federal government and offering to send a coronavirus test kit to their homes if they share their name, address, and social security number. Quote, if you get this call, just hang up, unquote, the release advised. In Sullivan County, there is one confirmed case. Three more cases, though, were confirmed by county officials in the last 2 days, but were not reflected in the state's official count. Public health director announced a fourth case of COVID-19 in Sullivan County. The person has been self-quarantining, and county health staff were investigating whether there were additional exposures. County officials released a message to downstate residents asking them not to travel to Sullivan County from areas experiencing community transmission of the coronavirus to avoid spreading the disease. The message also stated they should not expect resources to exist in the county that had been depleted downstate. Quote, should large numbers of individuals move up to Sullivan County while COVID-19 community transmission is occurring, it will quickly overwhelm the health care, public safety, and government, unquote. The message read in part. Schoharie County, there are zero cases as of today, although they announced their first case after the state announced theirs. So Schoharie County, first official case announced Wednesday, March 18th. The county declared a state of emergency on March 16th. With village elections that were scheduled for Wednesday, March 18th, currently in limbo, Middleburg's newest village trustee was appointed to fill the slot of a member in self-quarantine. New trustee Tim Knight and village mayor Matthew Avitable shared a post-appointment celebratory elbow jump online. We hadn't seen this before, but way back on March 5th, which feels like a million years ago, ProPublica reporter Carolyn Chen, who was on the front lines of covering Ebola and lived through SARS, put out a terrific guide for reporters navigating some of the confusion around how we talk about coronavirus. Some solid advice from an outbreak pro: when officials talk about numbers of kits, that doesn't necessarily translate into numbers of people that can be tested. The death rates that people often refer to are estimates, and they can change depending on how we measure and act. For instance, if we only test people who are very sick, we will see high death rates. But probably the most important advice Chen gives is that information in a pandemic changes very, very quickly, and a story only hours old can be out of date by the time the reporter has finished writing it. That's something for us all to bear in mind as we do our best to keep up with the dizzying pace of news. This is Tom Rowe reading the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report for Thursday, March 19th, from Lissa Harris of The River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of The Other Hudson Valley. Go to therivernewsroom.com or theotherhudsonvalley.com for more information.